Tweet at Miriam O'Call.
Now, Emer Quinn has held us spellbound for years with her beautiful versions of winter songs. And the good news for fans is that she's recorded a selection of them for her new album. It's called Songs of Winter Dreaming, and it will be your soundtrack to December for many years to come. Well, Emer's also on a countrywide tour at the moment, but she's coming to Studio 8 in the Radio Centre this morning to record a few winter songs just for you. She's accompanied today by Robbie Overson on guitar, Maria Mason on violin, and Shuni Khuifa on viola. Emer, welcome to you.
Oh God, what a delight to be here with you, Miriam. Thanks a million for having me.
We're going to have a lovely chat in a moment. First, tell me about your first choice this morning.
So my first choice this morning is a song from Catalonia, and it's in Catalan. And it's very, very popular in Catalonia this time of year as a carol. And it's known as Song of the Birds. But the reason it's so much beloved in Catalonia is because there was a very famous cellist called Pablo Casals from Catalonia. And he lived most of his later years in exile because he was a huge opposer of Franco's fascist regime. And Franco actually threatened to remove his arms should he go back to Spain. So he used to play this melody, the Song of the Birds, Al Canto de las Aves, at the beginning of every single one of his concerts when he lived in exile in the US, as a lament, but a song of hope for peace and for the end of fascism. And it's really lovely because it's just each verse is a bird singing another way of celebrating the birth of the baby Jesus.
So. Sounds beautiful. Off you go, Emer. Oh, that was beautiful, Emer. El Cantas ourselves. Thanks so much for that. Listen, talk to me about putting this new album together, some old, some new.
Yeah, exactly. No, it's kind of fun that way. What I wanted to do was, because since I recorded a version of O Holy Night way back in 2007 and I released an album, then I've been touring at Christmas time ever since. And it's just been amazing to meet the same audiences in the same kind of spaces and connect with them year on year. But over the years, people have been saying, you know, Christmas is coming so much earlier and like you're only just like getting rid of Halloween and your tree is going up. And yet we don't want to hear the carols too early. So I decided to make an album that would transition from kind of early winter through Advent to the Nativity to Solstice and then the Nativity and then on to the New Year. So, yeah, there's something for the whole season, really. And it's just been so great to work with my friends, the Mammy Sistering Quartet. I love writing for them. And there's a lovely bunch of people who I've worked with on the recording who are touring with me. We're all going to be tonight in Ballycotton in East Cork, down to the coast.
When you're listening to music yourself, actually, what do you listen to? What's on your Spotify?
Well, my Spotify is hilarious because we have a family Spotify account. So everybody has their own individual account, but it's my account that's connected to the car. So I get a complete mixed bag when I get those unwrapped things. But actually, I have to say, I do love to listen to Spotify, but I'm a big radio listener. Radio One and Lyric, you know, I listen to Lyric. This time of year, there's a fantastic Spotify playlist, which is an editorial one, Irish Christmas. I'm very lucky to have one track on there, but there's brilliant tracks by lots of Irish artists. It's hours long. So that'll be me on Christmas morning, getting the turkey ready, listening to that.
But you will be cooking the turkey, I heard you say.
Yes.
So where will you be spending Christmas and who will be there?
Well, you know what? I'll have a wonderfully hectic, fantastic musical time up till Solstice night. And Solstice night, we're bringing the pagan place to the pagan goddess. We'll be going to Bridget in Kildare and then we'll be uniting with St. Bridget and bringing the whole season together in St. Bridget's Cathedral on Solstice night. And that will be my last concert. So the 22nd, we'll be getting the groceries in. And then the 23rd, we always go to Dublin and we go to the Panto every year, to the Gaiety Panto. My parents, Albert and Siobhan, they host us all. And we go and we go, we're going to go to the Panto. Then I'll see my whole Dublin crowd for Christmas Eve morning. And then Christmas Eve night, we go home. We do the kind of, you know, that Icelandic book flood thing where you all give books and sit in candlelight. No,
I don't know that,
you have
actually
to look up about that. Yeah. So we do that. And then Christmas morning is just the four of us, myself and my husband, Noel, and the two girls. They're 15 and 12. And I love to cook, and I kind of cook in the leggings or the jammies or whatever, and get the whole thing takes hours. And then whenever it's ready to go on the table, then I run upstairs and I literally put on a gown and earrings and makeup, and I come down for a glass of champagne, and it's just the four of us, feet up, Strictly Come Dancing, the fire lit, and that's Christmas Day.
That's so lovely. I remember you saying before to me, Marosa, that you don't remember a time when you didn't sing. You mentioned your parents there. Yes. Was it them who spotted your talent first, or was it someone in school or in a choir?
Well, I don't know if you would have called it talent more than insistence. It was just what I did, you know, like some kids just want a football on the end of their foot. Like, I just wanted to sing. Then the great late Sean Kramer of the Dublin Schoolgirls Choirs, he had me in the concert hall age 12. You know, the concert hall for me is like my Croke Park, really. So, yeah, choirs, and then up to Porrig O'Quinnigan was my music teacher in school. He's absolutely amazing. And we did big productions of The Pirates of Penzance, and I ended up being cast as Mabel, age only 15. And so after that, at the parent-teacher meeting, he said to my mum, you know, she really ought to think about having her voice trained. So that was when I went into the College of Music, and Ronnie Dunn and Amory O'Sullivan and Mary Brennan and my own teacher, Jodie Began, were all on the interview panel. And I had to sing. I sang for A Wandering One. And when it came to the chorus, the girls' part, they all joined in. So it's lovely. So, so it was that at that point that I started the training. And it's been really lovely because I had a very focused classical career for so long. I was very interested in early music. I was very interested in professional choristry. And then after I got the opportunity with Eurovision, it kind of blew open the kind of whole idea of genre for me. Mm-hmm. And I kind of let genre fall away. And I just became the sum of all my parts, really, singing in Latin, singing folk, singing in Irish, singing classical stuff. So the training has always stood to me, but I have a much more cross-genre approach now, I think.
You've such a beautiful voice. I know some people have voices of an angel, but I always do think your voice is an angel, which brings us to the second song you're going to sing today.
Very nice segue there, Miriam. Yeah, this song is actually 20 years old this year. So that's the reason I've re-recorded it for this collection. Liam Lawton wrote this really beautiful, touching and moving song. It's kind of a personal missive for that moment when you're lying awake at night and, you know, you just, all the thoughts seem overwhelming, you know. Mm-hmm. And he recorded a beautiful album called Another World back in 2004 and invited lots of different artists to come and sing his songs. And he asked me to sing this Voice of an Angel, which just has been a little gift in my life. And people really love it. It means a lot to people. I decided to re-record it to mark the 20th anniversary.
It's a beautiful song. Personally, I played it on a loop when I was pregnant with my youngest child, who's now a big 18-year-old, because I nearly lost him. And I love that song. So thank you for singing it today. And now when you get ready to go and sing that, Emer, I'm just going to mention the final few gigs in your tour. You're in Ballycotton in Cork tonight. You're in the Solstice Arts in Navan tomorrow. You're in St. Finbar's in Carrickmacross on the 20th. And St. Bridget's, as you said, in Kildare on the 21st. All details are on emerquinn.com.